Krishna is unlimited. Krishna is amazing. And more. Krishna is more than amazing. Oftentimes I quote one famous professor from Frankfurt, Martin Buber, who wrote a very mystical book, Ich und Du, I and Thou, Yas in Ti. And he says, the purpose of life is to stop calling God He and start calling God Ti, Thou. Yes, not we, Thee, Ti, Thou. In English, nobody is calling anybody in single. Everybody's samovikayo, si vikayo. Everybody is saying vi. In Slovenian means you. You means many. It's more respectful. Only God is called Thou, actually. God, and I don't know, some very few cases they call in singular. So that was the idea of establishing a personal relationship. But also he said that God who can be known is not interesting to me. God who can be known is not interesting to me. Who can be known, whom you can know. Yes. Is not interesting because it's not God. It's not God. If he's too simple, it's not God. It's some maybe idea of God. So this is what Gajendra is describing here. He says, you are not man, but you are not a woman, and you are not also in between. Neuter. Nowadays we have so many names for that. In Sanskrit they have Shanda, one name, neuter. he says, you are Sat and Asat. You are manifested and non-manifested. There is never a time when you can know him completely, or when he is fully manifested. He showed his universal form to Arjuna. And Arjuna said, stop. But even in his universal form, did he see Krishna drinking Mother Yashoda's milk? No. So a lot was manifested, but not everything. Or Mother Yashoda looked into Krishna's mouth and she saw time, ego, earth, fire. But did she see everything? No. So he's always unmanifest and he's always manifest. Even if you look at the backside of your eyelids. If you're looking at the backside of your eyelids, this is the eyelid, and if you're looking at the backside of it, in the inside of your eyelid. You're looking at Krishna. Yes, that's also Krishna's energy. He's the one who is present in waking, and in deep sleep, when you feel nothing. So just today, I woke up, I felt so good. I was so surprised that it's amazing. Sometimes in the evening, you feel so bad. And in the morning, you wake up, you feel so good. This is Krishna's, Vedanta Sutra, Baldeva Dibhushan describes, this is Krishna's Tama Shakti. In the heart, there is Paramatma. He has all the Shaktis. And when we go into the deep sleep, total unconsciousness, we merge into his tamashakti and relax. We get charged. You know, like you put your phone on the charger, so the soul is getting back to Krishna to recharge. We are recharged. We have a charger here. There was something funny about the heart being having a higher electrical energy than the brain. Anyway, that's... So, and when you see dreams, oftentimes also Krishna is trying to tell you something in your dreams, one way or another. So Krishna is present everywhere, moving, non-moving. He's always trying. Your flowers, they cannot move. So the birds, they can fly into the kitchen sometimes. They don't fly into the temple for some reason. because they know there is little prasadam, and also on the if there is prasadam, it's on the altar, and it's not good to eat from the altar, correct? But in the kitchen or the dining hall, they fly in, right? Sometimes. But the flowers, they can't move. So charachara, moving and not immovable. But Krishna is present in both, in the heart. So Gajendra is glorifying in such complicated ways Krishna. So how can we know the unknowable? How can we know the unknowable? So the previous verse describes. How can we know? We can't. We can't. But we can put ourselves into a devotional position, become bhaktas, and open the invisible earlids. Yeah, on the eyes, there are visible eyelids, right? But here we have the invisible earlids. It looks like it's open, but actually it's closed. There's invisible eyelid on the invisible lid on the ear. So we have to open from our heart. The button is in our heart. We have to put the button and it opens. And then Krishna says that you will gradually understand me more and more, only with love. So that's described at the very end. So this is Canto 12, Chapter 12, almost the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there it says, one who, with undeviating attention, constantly recites this literature at every moment of every hour. You think, you can think, who can do this? Come on, every hour and every moment. Let's say every minute. It's too much. No problem. And he says, okay. Or who faithfully hears even one verse? Okay, maybe one verse we heard. Or half a verse. Oh, that's better. Or a single line. Oh, that's even more better. Or even half a line. Well, half a line, that sounds really good. Certainly purifies his very self. Punatyatmanam. He purifies his very self. Oh. Should we stop now? I mean, half a line. Probably he's done, right? Then the next one. One who hears this Bhagavatam on the Ekadashi or Dvadashi day, both are today, is assured of long life. Hare Krishna. Long life. Just today I saw in the Süddeutsche Zeitung that in Germany, over the last year or 2 years, they have 3,500 more centenarians, people of 100 years or more. So now they have 20,000 plus, and around the world there is already 500,000 of people who are 100 years or more. 500,000. Yes, okay, that's the next question. Now, which condition? Which condition? Because, okay, 100 years we can maybe live, but who wants such life? As I'm sometimes, I mean, I remember since quite early, since my father was in his 50s, every time he was told, live to 100 years, he said, please don't curse me. Please, don't give me such wishes. I don't want to live to. And even now, he's 88, and on his birthday, forgot what it was, some wishes to live long, and he said, I don't want to live long. Even though he's still doing exercises every morning with the dumbbells and trying to walk, he's still trying to be very active. But he says, I said, please at least live to 90. I said, come on, this is so difficult. This is too much. I don't want to live to 90. My mother also, she was 80, whatever it was. She just stopped eating. She said, I have no taste. my tongue has no taste, my stomach doesn't digest, why should I eat? So then only the her granddaughter convinced, wait for the great-granddaughter, or great-great-great-whatever-child. Yeah, okay. So she eats out of duty, you know. But this means Ayushman, you can see Ayu doesn't mean only life, it also means health. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam on Ekadashi, not only you will live long, you will live healthy long. Ayurveda means the science not of long life, it's the science of healthy life. Ishopanishad says, Jijivesh Chatam Sama. If you live like this is described in Ishopanishad, you can desire to live 100 years, no problem. If you live like Ishopanishad describes, yes, please live, means with bhakti. Please live 100 years. Meaning your full life. Your full life. So, what to do? Bhagavata Munikadashi. Skanda Purana says, if somebody does not listen to Srimad Bhagavatam on Ekadashi, he is worse than a dog eater. And if a Brahmana does not have a Bhagavatam in his house, he is worse than a dog eater. He's not a Brahmana. Okay, nowadays it's getting easier and easier. Okay, if you do it in a holy place, one who controls his mind and fasts at the holy places, Pushkar, Mathura, or Dwaraka, will be freed from all fear. Patitva mochate bhayat. Fear means not only fear, but also worry, and also it means danger. All danger will be removed, no danger. 62. And if you glorify this Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, by chanting or hearing it, the demigods, sages, siddhas, pitas, means your forefathers, manus, and kings of the earth bestow all desirable things. Make a list. And so glorify. But how do you glorify? One way is to just say Srimad Bhagavatam ki. You have glorified. But also what you are doing. You bring your body here. Body has ears attached. And then you hear. 63. By studying this Bhagavatam, a Brahmana can enjoy the same rivers of honey, ghee, and milk. A river of honey, ghee, and milk. He enjoys by studying the hymns of the Rig, Yajur, and Samavedas. It sounds a little non-vegan. I think all three are non-vegan. Honey is also considered non-vegan, right? But, okay, I'm sure they have a vegan version also. Just in case, yes, some of you are. It's ahimsa, honey, ahimsa, milk, and ahimsa, ghee. In Ukraine, they have a nice farm. They have ahimsa honey. Ahimsa honey. They have very nice special beehives, because industrial beehives, they put bees under, they torture, basically. Very cramped conditions, and in stress, they collect honey. But in Ukraine, they have very nice, with very nice ventilation, natural from straw, huge beehives. So the bees have no stress, so they collect honey more than they need, just out of gratitude. So that's ahimsa honey. Tastes good too. Okay. Now, if you read it diligently, prayato, carefully. Then you will go to the supreme destination which the Supreme Lord Himself has herein described. So whatever supreme destination is described here, by carefully reading, you can go. 65. A Brahmana who studies this Srimad Bhagavatam achieves firm intelligence. A king who studies it gains sovereignty over the earth. Okay, don't show it to the kings. At least don't show it to the bad kings. A Vaishya acquires great treasure. And a Shudra is freed from sinful reactions. Patakat. Anyway, so this is, you can see at the end, to inspire everybody. Whatever one needs, you will get everything. So by hearing, whether you understand or do not understand, so many blessings will come. So many blessings will come. Nowadays, devotees were the first who started studying, chanting mantras scientifically, trying to make presentations on it. One of our devotees, he defended his PhD on mantra, on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, back in the 90s. So now it's quite popular. So they were studying meditation. Everybody's studying meditation nowadays. So sometimes we think, okay, meditation means you're 100% focused, like in yoga, at least for a short time. But they have studied, even if you meditate unsuccessfully, if you meditate unsuccessfully, it means your mind drifts away. By meditating for 15 minutes, I forgot all the benefits. The person becomes, the diet improves, they become vegetarian, they become more disciplined, they work better, their relationships become better. Unsuccessful means that you focus, usually, even this materialistic meditation, not on Hare Krishna, but whatever they, counting breaths, breaths. Meaning the mind runs away and they bring it back. The mind runs away and they bring it back. So that's what actually trains the mind. Every time you bring the mind back. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Ji's explanation. He says every morning you should beat the mind 100 times. Did you beat your mind 100 times today? Who has beaten your mind 100 times today? Hare Krishna. Anybody? Nobody? I have tried. He explains, what does it mean? It means every time the mind goes away, you bring it back. No, no, no. Listen to Hare Krishna. Then the mind, you see again, he is somewhere in the dumpster out there, in the garbage, in a garbage container, dumpster. So pick it up, bring it back. No, no, no. Listen to Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And again, he went to Shishka. No, no, no. Come back, come back. And count 100 times. In the morning and 100 times in the evening, at least 200 times, 2 rounds. Bring back to the Hare Krishna. So this is Bhaktisiddhanta Ji's recommendation. So then Krishna can be inspired to reveal himself more and more. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives so many beautiful descriptions. So Gajendra Vimokshana is also mentioned in chapter 12, canto 12, as one of the important topics. It's one of the important topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Skanda Purana, near Bhagavat Mahatmya, where Skanda Purana glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam, says that Krishna mantras are extremely powerful, and then it says, but a guru should not give this mantra to a disciple who is lazy, dirty, distressed, hypocritical. He should not be angry. Disciple should not be lusty. Should not be jealous or envious. Do not give this mantra to someone who uses harsh words. Do not give this mantra if the disciple has earned money in some unfair way, unjustly. Or if he is inimical to the learned. Do not give it if he breaks his vows. Or if you do not see how he gets his money. Obscure means of livelihood. It's almost like the tax department. How did you earn this? You have run, how did you make this money? He should not be slanderous. Do not gossip. Do not spread gossip. Bad. Do not spread bad critical things about others. Slanderous. Or cruel in mind. Should not be voracious in eating, like, you know, buckets of halwa. Only small cups. And I think not more than 4 ice creams in one day, right? Although our ice cream is very, very light, so probably ice cream. Our ice cream is okay. But some from outside, not taking too much. Okay. He should not be a leader of wicked people. Leader of wicked people. Sometimes we have some chief of some gang of some mafia people. Not like some captain of some mafiosis. They become attracted, they start bringing money. It's quite dangerous, actually. Money looks good, but then this money comes out very in some strange ways. They come with heavy load, this money. I've seen. Person who terrorizes people, creates fear in people. Anyway, so you can see there are many. It says, just as the defect or mistakes of a minister affect the king. Mistakes of a minister affect the king. As the mistakes of a minister influence the king. As the defects of wife affect the husband. So also the defect of a disciple passes on to the guru undoubtedly. Anyway, so there are many descriptions of qualifications and disqualifications. So this is also for us, so what's the hope for us? So this is also described in the Shiva Samhita, who is a good disciple, who is honest, courageous, learned. He can achieve success in 3 years through meditation. Then medium disciple, he who is respectful, disciplined, he can achieve success in 6 years or through serious application to yoga. And then a person who is sickly, critical, inimical, is the worst disciple. So then Shiva Samhita says, with great effort, such a person can achieve success in 12 years through mantra yoga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the most powerful method so that we can receive the blessings, all these blessings, through following Srila Prabhupada's process and carefully chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Okay, so Gajendra is giving his blessings. Bhagavatam is giving so many blessings. We just need to keep coming, keep opening our ears, keep opening our eyes, keep washing the heart, and then the unknowable can reveal himself to us. Unknowable, wonderful Krishna will reveal more and more to us. Hare Krishna. Some questions, comments, points?
So there's one question from Bhavani Dharaj Prabhu. The shloka says, the Supreme Lord creates his minor parts and parcels, the jiva tattva. This can be misleading statements. Vishwanath says, creation of the jivas means giving material bodies to already existing jivas. What do you think?
Yes, so jiva is used in different ways. So sometimes even in our books you can see that jiva is used to indicate a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul. So this will mean the eternal jivatma, eternal spark of spirit, as here is mentioned in this verse, the spark coming out of Krishna and then returning into, meaning the creator of this world. So jiva oftentimes means this eternal spiritual spark combined with the material body, gross and subtle body. So also sometimes in our Shastra it will be, in our books, our commentators will use this word jiva in the sense of this eternal spiritual soul combined with the material body, gross or subtle, on some higher or lower level. But we also know that Krishna says, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta San, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva is my eternal part and parcel. Means inseparable particle. So there is the eternal spiritual part in every living entity. So it can be misleading, but this is why we have to keep reading and read the full books. Then we will see that there is an eternal soul, and the soul never takes birth and never dies, according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Soul never takes birth and never dies. Soul is free from the six changes, transformations. Okay?
There's one small question also. As far as I remember, Tamashakti is Pradhana. There are no influences of Guna. Guna's right.
So, there are three Gunas. This is a separate thing. And there is Pradhana, this is the original form of matter, of the material energy, Pradhana. So Pradhana has no gunas, it's beyond the three gunas, yes. It's beyond the three gunas, not influenced by the three gunas. Even Mahatattva, when it just becomes activated, is still without ego and is still mostly free from the three gunas. This is why in Canto 3 it will be called pure Krishna consciousness, Mahatattva. So it's very interesting. It's called the golden egg also, the golden egg. So coming from the material world, it's very bright. Coming from the spiritual world, it's very dark. Just like in a, sometimes you, if you have a dark room, you're sleeping, and then you turn on the light at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., it looks very bright. You have this experience? But the same light, even brighter, in the same room, if you come from the sunlit street, if you were outside, it was very sunny. Then you come eat, it's so dark you can't see anything. The same bright light looks totally dark. Right? So that's Hiranyagarbha. So if you're coming from the spiritual world, it's dark. But if you're moving from here out, it's blindingly bright. So it depends where you're moving, which direction you're moving. So hopefully we are moving to the brighter and brighter horizons of the spiritual world, which Krishna promises. If you carefully, carefully read Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will go to these beautiful, beautiful planets, which are mentioned and described. And then we have Sanat Goswami's commentary, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which puts everything in order, which planet after which, what happens on each planet of this world, of the spiritual world, Gop Kumar's travel, so we can have the tourist guide from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Nectarian commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam from our acharyas. And become more and more attracted, develop more and more interest in Krishna until we develop full love for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.